This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Northern California community holds a vigil last evening after a gunman opens fire at a widely attended garlic festival on Sunday night.
We are Gilroy Strong.
The 19-year-old gunman was shot and killed by police less than a minute after he started shooting, but not before he killed a 6-year-old boy, 13-year-old girl, and a 25-year-old man, injuring at least 12 other people.
What's in your wallet?
A 33-year-old Seattle woman's behind bars in connection with a massive Capital One data breach that the bank says exposed the information of about 100 million Americans. The FBI arresting Paige Thompson yesterday, charging her with computer fraud. A member of the Afghan Security Force has shot and killed two American service members in Kandahar, and this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I want to.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
20 of the nearly two dozen Democratic presidential hopefuls will be taking part in two nights of debate starting tonight in Detroit. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will be among those on the stage tonight. They'll be flanked by eight other candidates, and then the 10 others will be on the same stage tomorrow. Sure to come up at both nights of the debates, President Trump's recent rhetoric concerning Baltimore and Congressman Elijah Cummings. Although now, a member of the president's cabinet is suggesting that the president is willing to work with that Maryland Democrat to help fix Baltimore's problems.
I asked him today, would you be willing to work with Elijah Cummings to bring some relief to the people of Baltimore? He said he would be happy to.
That's according to Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson speaking on Fox News last night. Carson worked for years in Baltimore as a neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Atlantic hurricane season remains quiet at this point, but in the Pacific, two severe storms are continuing to march through that ocean. The National Hurricane Center upgrading Eric to a Category 1 storm with peak hurricane winds over 80 miles an hour. It's about 1,000 miles from the Big Island of Hawaii, but is now expected to stay well to its south. Still, Eric could bring increased rainfall to the southern portion of that state by Thursday night. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Flossie's right on its heels, could be bumped up to a hurricane later today, but still too early to say what the impact of that storm might be. The NYPD is dealing with a serious mental health situation, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Within the last month, five officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself, I feel down, I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward.
And on a lighter note, today is National Cheesecake Day, with many restaurants offering deals on cheesecake. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we're all about, and it's why we're rolling, and thank you for joining in and, you know, carrying your weight, because this is a type of situation where all hands are required on deck. This is the government up for by we the people, which means it's all about us, ladies and gentlemen. If you're looking to the elites to continue to run this government, you will continue to have more of the same, and you will continue to complain about it. So it's time that the people, we the people, mount up an offensive to get this country back on track, because that's what's going to happen. With us right now is Dr. Paul Ken Gore. Dr. Paul is a professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Dr. Ken Gore, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, I'll tell you, we have so much to talk about here. We're going to talk about, one of your commentaries, how the squad has become the untouchables. But before we get there, let's touch on, what's going on in Baltimore. I mean, The president has called out Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings, I thought, was totally disrespectful. As the chair of his committee, the way he attacked Kevin McAleen, and I'd said it right off the bat that he was out of line, and, here's somebody who hasn't even been to the border, and he's just going with a lot of anecdotal stories, very passionate, very dramatic, and to what cause here? I mean, McAleen, he's not like he's got the checkbook, and he can write a check for toothbrushes and toothpaste. I mean, this is the very Congress that can do something about it. They choose to do nothing, and they want to blame McAleen. Are you kidding me?
Well, and also, too, Bill, you're seeing with the media how the media can completely ignore basic facts in a case with something like this. But then on the other hand, as I just saw this morning, in fact, I just got done emailing with a few friends and a couple other professors here at Grove City College. The media is all over the fact that, well, if you really look, Elijah Cummings' district is actually, it doesn't really have that low unemployment, right, compared to like Rand Paul's in Kentucky. They're making all these different comparisons, and that's probably actually true because of the way the Cummings district is gerrymandered,
right,
in an amazing way, which includes some very wealthy kind of white liberal areas. Yeah. Right?
You've got the richest zip codes in the country right there, don't you, in Maryland?
Right, that's right. Right. That's right. So it's amazing how the media can do this kind of really nitty-gritty research when it involves going back to defend one of their guys. Mm-hmm. But the overall point that Donald Trump is trying to make, which is a really important one, is that the areas of America with the worst crime, the worst poverty, have been controlled exclusively by Democrats in the major cities for, I used to say, like 70 years. It's been almost like 100 years.
Well,
right?
Since the 1930s for Baltimore, I mean, it's been democratically controlled. And, you know, this is no big surprise. We had this discussion when the riots broke out. We said, look, it, this is brought to you by the Democratic Party. But, you know, people didn't want to say anything. It came, it went, and oh-hum, everybody shrugged. Now Elijah Cummings, you can be thankful that he brought Baltimore back in the crosshairs. And you go there and you talk to the people, and Paul, they're saying, hey, look, it, it's not about politics. We don't care about politics. We just want some problems solved here. And, you know, everybody took exception, even the Baltimore Sun, which had reported that there were, you know, there were rats all over the city as what I think but 2-3 years ago they had in their headlines that it was rat infested. And then all of a sudden they wanted to take exception because, you know, I understand you get city pride and that sort of thing. But, you know, the first way you can take care of a problem is you got to admit to the problem. And right now the focus is full blown on Baltimore, and these people ought to be honest about the problem. And I think that's starting to come out, because when you go to the street and you talk to the people, they just say, look at, yeah, it, we got drugs, we've got crime, we've got rats. I mean, you name it, we got it here in Baltimore. And it's disgusting because this is where I grew up. This is my city. And they look downtown. They look at the mayor's office and the police department and elected officials. They're looking square down at them and saying, you guys have not fixed this problem.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the people who live there, the people who visit there, they all know this. And I say this as somebody who's been to Baltimore a lot. Mm-hmm. We lived in Maryland, my wife and I, when we first got married back in the early 1990s, and we went to Baltimore dozens of times. And I got to tell you, Bill, the last time that we went there, I'm trying to think of the exact date, but our two oldest boys were probably 6, 7, 8 years old. We had a very young daughter, and we went to the Inner Harbor area of Baltimore, where we've been a million times. And people listening know Inner Harbor is like the nicest part, the main tourist area, and we felt very unsafe when we were there, walking around. I mean, you could just tell the place had really changed. One thing I really noticed, and Rudy Giuliani solved this when he was mayor of New York, there were a lack of police. I mean, I really noticed that. I remember saying to my wife, said, everybody in here would feel better if you just had a cop walking around this room.
Exactly.
And that's the kind of simple way to solve a lot of crime, is just beef up the police force.
Right.
That kind of simple thing hadn't been done. You know, you don't need to so much tinker with the welfare state or the social services or whatever. Just put more police out on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the last time that we went to Baltimore. Yeah, I think it's been about 15 years. And you know, the people there, and that's just me as a tourist.
Right, exactly.
People who actually live there and live through that every day, believe me, they're going to be completely sympathetic to what President Trump is saying there.
Yeah, well, their kids aren't going to the parks. I mean, here they got these parks there. And the kids aren't going there because it's unsafe, because, you know, gangs and drug sellers have taken over. And, you know, that's pathetic. I mean, this is their local communities. And I'm glad to hear that they're fed up over this. And, you know, as we say on the show, I mean, the heck with politics, not a Republican or Democrat. This is a human being kind of thing. I mean, in Elijah Cummings, in that sense, in that passionate appeal, he's right. It's about humanity. But look, we've got to take care of our own stuff here. And again, this is a re-echoing of even, you know, we talked about the untouchables, and we're going to get into that in just a moment, the four women. And of course, when President Trump tweeted out to them, hey, why don't you go back home? Of course, unfortunately, when people hear that, they hear the trope of, oh, well, you mean go back to your home country? No, go back to your home district, fix the problems there, then come back and tell us. But, you know, of course, the media jumps on the first part of it, takes it out of context. And, of course, now we've got, you know, division upon division, and race cards are flying around, which the Democrats love, because the race card, that is their third most powerful nuclear weapon. And when they can throw that out there, that stops the conversation, right?
Right, right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And they charge racism all the time, so often, that it's going to become a boy cries wolf thing. Well, it has already, actually.
Well, to a degree, but the thing is it's still out there, and people are still concerned about it. Because, look, Paul, as best we can do in our lifetime, I think we're at that point. We're knocking on the door where, you know, the vision that Martin Luther King had, that we would not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. I believe we're on the verge of that, but it's going to require decent, civil people to get it across the finish line. Do you think so, or am I being too optimistic here?
Well, I don't know. You're talking to one of the most pessimistic people.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent. I know, America, it seems like maybe mission impossible, but that's only if you want to buy into the liberal narrative, because if they make it seem like mission impossible, it's interesting, you know, Paul, because they say it's mission impossible, but yet they say they're the ones to fix mission impossible.
Well, you know, I looked up here the actual tweet from Donald Trump, the go back tweet, which I read a couple weeks ago, but here it is again. His actual language is, quote, "Go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came." And this is an NPR piece by Colin Dwyer. Mm-hmm. Look at the way he writes this, Bill.
Yeah.
This is his intro paragraph. When President Trump tweeted his racist remarks Sunday, asking why certain Democratic congresswomen don't just, quote, "go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came," unquote, he did not just take aim at the four women of color, three of whom were born in the U.S. It's kind of amazing here, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
He's actually, this journalist is honestly giving the actual tweet, which basically violates the assumptions that the journalist is trying to make here and the charges that he's trying to make when citing the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of... yeah, really, this is really kind of amazing. He never told them to go back to their native countries or whatever.
Right.
He really told them to go back to the crime-infested places from which they came. That's the point that he's trying to make here.
And what are the districts that they represent, Paul? Are they crime-infested?
And they immediately just accuse him mm-hmm. of racism. And by the way, when you accuse him of it in instances like this, over and over again every day, then eventually everybody starts to think, oh, he must be a racist. By the way, they've done this with the Republican Party. They've done this to the conservative movement. They did this to Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
They did this to Barry Goldwater. The left just does this in part because they're so emotional and hysterical. And then you get to the point where you try to say, "No, wait a second. Look here, he didn't actually say that here. I don't think you can call him a racist here." Then they start screaming at you even more that must be something wrong with you for not realizing that the guy's a racist, because everybody knows he's a racist, because as we point out every day, he's a racist.
Well, of course, they go back to him questioning Barack Obama's birth certificate. And it's like, wait a minute. First of all, it was Hillary Clinton that brought it up first.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not forget that, number one. Number two, you've got Barack Obama's half-brother saying, hey, na-na-na-na-na, I got the birth certificate, says Kenya. And, by the way, in Barack Obama's publicity for his book, it said he was from Kenya.
And also Obama could have resolved all of that from the very beginning if he would have just produced the birth certificate that he said that he had. None of that would have started even.
But then what did he do though, Paul? He presents a bogus birth certificate that has been, you know, cut, copy, paste, engineering. I mean, using modern day, computer aided documentation to cut, copy, paste. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, it's like, and so then now we're all conspirators, just like we all are a bunch of conspiracy nuts over what the government, the FBI and CIA and the intelligence community has put this country through because they did not like the results of the 2016 election.
Well, and I went through this. I did a whole book on Frank Marshall Davis, who was a mentor to Obama in the 1970s. The book was called The Communist. And I pointed out in there that I quoted people who knew Obama, including Dr. John Drew. He wasn't a doctor at the time, but he knew Obama at Occidental College, where John Drew actually ran the Marxist club, the communist chapter on campus. And he said, "I'm telling you, Obama was introduced to me as a fellow Marxist." And this was right after Obama had left Hawaii, left Frank Marshall Davis. And guys like me were saying, look, if Obama left communism, as did, so many people who were communists maybe when they were 18, 19, 20 years old, he should explain that narrative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why he left it, why communism is evil. Doing this will only help him.
Right.
Just, just come out and explain why you rejected all of us. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, she explained to us why she was no longer her daddy's Goldwater girl, right?
Right, exactly.
Ronald Reagan explained why he left progressivism, why he was no longer an FDR Democrat. George W. Bush explained how he gave up alcohol. This is all part of people's conversion narrative. I dedicated my book Dupes to Herb Romerstein, who, when he was Obama's age, was organizing for Communist Party USA. He left that.
Exactly.
Ron Radosh, one of America's great living modern-day historians of the communist movement, was a communist. He left it. David Horowitz
talks about his parents. His parents were communists. He was raised communist, you know? So,
that's
yes,
right.
Exactly.
And so why wouldn't Obama stop and pause and explain to us, you know, why he no longer believes those things?
Right.
Unless, and it makes the rest of us say, well, you know, maybe he actually believes it, right? John
right.
Drew, I remember him telling me, Bill, he said, this was around the time that the book came out, he said, well, when I hear Obama say things like he did Paul Kengor in your neck of the woods, Western PA, talking about people clinging to their God and their religion, he said, I see some of the Marxist mental architecture there, religion, kind of opium of the masses, a crutch to lean on. Everybody says, well, how can you possibly say that? Right?
Exactly.
Well, if Obama had been mentored by a Marxist who thought that way, that would help explain why he thinks that way.
Yeah, what about Jeremiah Wright's influence for over 20 years? And so
all that
comes out. And then, of course, then the powerful phrase that people seem to ignore time and again, he comes out and tells everybody, we're going to fundamentally transform this country.
Right. Right.
Fundamentally, what does that mean?
Which is exactly what happened.
Yes.
Especially on a cultural level. And Michael Knowles, I saw him speaking a few weeks ago when we both spoke at a Young Americas Foundation speech. He said, you don't say that you love a country, but you want to fundamentally transform it, right?
It'd
be like waking up next to his lovely wife in the morning and saying, honey, I love you, but I really want to fundamentally transform you. it just doesn't make any sense. And by the way, before it gets away from me, let me give you an example of a really outrageous comment that someone didn't apologize for and doubled down on it. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, the United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are concentration camps. And then she said this, I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity that never again means something. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing, unquote. Now, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez suggesting that our border camps are comparable to Auschwitz. And what happened in response to that? The Democrats actually gave her a seat as an expert to testify in our immigration policy. And that's what set off Donald Trump's tweet against the squad a couple weeks ago, was that they could say things like that with impunity, not just impunity, but the Democrats say, oh, bravo, hey, come on in here. We'll give you a seat as an expert, 29-year-old AOC, who compares our immigration centers to Treblinka, right?
Yeah.
Come here, we'll give you an expert seat with authority to testify on it.
Right.
That kind of thing is outrageous. Where's Bernie Sanders, right?
Exactly.
Because we're killed in concentration camps.
Right.
To denounce that.
Well, there were some Jewish congressmen that took exception to the statement. And, of course, then you had Omar's statement even before that, which got a pass. And then all of a sudden it got translated into a hate resolution. But yet for Donald Trump, we get a anti-Trump resolution from the Democrats, which demonstrates that they can do something about it but when they want to point out somebody. But they only want to point out Republicans and certainly Trump, but certainly not their own.
Right on. You got it.
There we go. Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Paul Kengor, Professor of Political Science, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. God bless.
All right, Bill. Thanks.
You got it.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Northern California community holds a vigil last evening after a gunman opens fire at a widely attended garlic festival on Sunday night.
We are Gilroy Strong.
The 19-year-old gunman was shot and killed by police less than a minute after he started shooting, but not before he killed a 6-year-old boy, 13-year-old girl, and a 25-year-old man, injuring at least 12 other people.
What's in your wallet?
A 33-year-old Seattle woman's behind bars in connection with a massive Capital One data breach that the bank says exposed the information of about 100 million Americans. The FBI arresting Paige Thompson yesterday, charging her with computer fraud. A member of the Afghan security force has shot and killed two American service members in Kandahar, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. America's Money Answers Man joins us now, Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Good. Always lots of exciting things going on in the financial world.
It is nonstop. I mean, what is this? I got to tell you, well, that's why we need America's Money Answers Man here, to give us all the answers to clear all this stuff up. Now, we've got some excitement next week with the Fed decision coming at us.
On July 31st, they're going to decide, and I think highly likely, that they will cut interest rates by a quarter point. Wow. Remember, they raised them four times in 2018. People thought that one in December was too much.
Mm-hmm. Especially Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Well, he'd like it to drop more than a quarter point.
I think, I bet.
A full point or something. But
Hey, we'll take a quarter.
The Fed has raised rates nine times from December 2015 to December 2018. They haven't done anything so far this year. But there's lots of signs out there that particularly the industrial side of the economy has been weakening. Trade, clearly all the tensions with China and Europe and so on are taking a bit of a toll. The consumer side of the economy is really doing quite well. Unemployment's still very low. Retail sales have been strong. Consumer confidence has been strong. This is really on the industrial side. There's almost like 100% agreement they're going to cut rates by a quarter point. Some people think they should go even further and go down by a half point, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to get a quarter point come Wednesday, July 31st.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, things look pretty good domestically, but then we've got this $15 an hour impact. It's crushing restaurants. I mean, look what's happening in the Northwest.
Well, it's true, but they're not able to pass it on in the form of higher prices. I mean, inflation still remains below 2%. Mm-hmm. In the past, restaurants and others would have passed that through to consumers, but that's not happening. So that's one of the reasons why the Fed feels comfortable enough to lower interest rates, because they don't think inflation's really picking up that much. I mean, yes, that's happening, but who's paying $15 an hour? Amazon is, Starbucks are,
right.
And those companies are very strong.
Not Bernie, though.
And not Bernie, no. He doesn't pay that himself, I guess.
He's meant for $15 an hour, and his staff goes, hey, hello, I'm making $15 an hour. Oh, that doesn't count for you.
Exactly, exactly.
Right?
Other
exactly.
People should always pay it, yes.
Exactly, but not for him. I know you love the hypocrisy, but the reality is somehow you've got to make this fit, and make sense out of it, and it's been a push for a long time, and as if we know we're having a hard enough time chewing down 15, then you've got Congresswoman Tlaib going, hey, do I hear 20?
Yeah. Well, what happens is that businesses automate, and that's true with restaurants.
Exactly.
You won't have anybody coming anymore. You'll have a tablet on your table, and you order that way. I guess you go get it yourself or something. I mean,
right. Yeah. Well, that's what we do in some restaurants. So are we going to tip the robots now?
I don't think they don't object at all. They don't take breaks. They don't take vacations. They're very efficient.
Right.
So.
But there is a tip line there. Well, in the restaurants that I've been where you use a tablet,
give a tip to the tablets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it messes up everything. I mean, here they've been working so long to get everybody to get off the 15%. You know, let's look 18, and now there's suggested amounts all the way up to 25. Which I think is quite bold.
I saw recently that there's about 3 million robots in operation in the United States now.
3 million.
Million, and that's going to expand to 20 million. In 10 years. So, I mean, you go to an Amazon warehouse, there's some people there, but there's a lot of robots there. I think Amazon has about 100,000 robots itself doing all the picking and sorting and all that kind of thing. So you push wages up too much, and you're going to really give an incentive to automate people out of existence.
And then they take over. Lord have mercy. What do we do?
Yeah. That's true.
That's nuts. Well, speaking of which, Congress, doing what they do best, spending our money, decided debt ceiling, debt schmeeling, who needs that, who cares?
Right.
$320 billion, how are we going to add to it?
Well, $320 billion is the additional spending on top of what they were all going to be doing.
Right.
Roughly half of it for defense, half of it for domestic programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they raised the debt ceiling, so it's not going to come up for 2 years, basically summer 2021 after the election. And both sides say, great, go for it. We have $22 trillion in debt right now. We're running roughly a $1 trillion deficit each year with the economy doing well. You can imagine what will happen to the deficit if the economy slows down or goes into recession or if interest rates rise. I mean, lately, as we said, the Fed's cutting rates.
Mm-hmm.
But if interest rates start rising, interest rates on $22 trillion don't have to rise very much to have a huge impact.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You imagine?
As it is, we're paying about $700 billion in interest right now.
That's all?
Well, on $22 trillion because interest rates are so low.
No, I know. That's what I mean. So we're going, hey, it's only
$700 billion.
$700 billion. No, it's not exactly a trillion, but it's
you go up 2%. 2%. That'll go to a trillion from $700 billion. It's just staggering.
And look
they didn't worry about it. They just went ahead and passed it. Both the Republicans and the Democrats were happy. There's a new extinct species in Washington. It's called fiscal hawks. They don't exist anymore.
Oh, they've been eliminated. I mean, they tried to look what happened. You know, Mike Lee and Rand Paul the other day just said, hey, all this money that we're aiming and targeting for, the 9/11 victims and that sort of thing. I mean, to 2070, Jordan?
That's right. Well,
2070, and they're going, hey, hello, is there any way we can kind of offset this money? There's a lot of money. Get out of here. What are you talking about?
John Stewart is running Congress these days.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I know, but it's just like, and then what happened with Donald Trump? Wasn't it a year ago? He said, I'm not signing any of these bills like this. This is the last time. Don't ever come to me.
Forget
and,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of town and guess what? I don't have to deal with Nancy Pelosi for 2 years.
Right. I mean, it's better than having defaulted on the national debt. I agree with that. But there are no spending cuts. In fact, part of this, the so-called Budget Reform Act, which was in 2011, mm-hmm. put in the so-called sequester.
The sequester, exactly.
Which was automatic spending cuts, and those were just thrown out the window. So that Budget Control Act is completely out the window now. There are no controls on spending on domestic side or defense side.
No fiscal responsibility whatsoever?
No.
And while we don't want to be restrained, I mean, hey, our teenagers don't like restraint. So why should our congressmen?
Except they're going to have to pay for it in the long run, the teenagers.
Eventually, they will have to pay for that. But meanwhile, you know, what we do in each other's house is peanuts compared to what we're talking
exactly.
about is billions of dollars and trillions of dollars keep mounting up. Good news on the U.S.-China trade talk?
Well, they're going to have some more talks in person. Mm-hmm. And supposedly the Chinese are willing to make some deals. We'll see. I mean, Trump's ready to go at any moment with putting those tariffs, the 25% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. And they know they have that hanging over them, mm-hmm. which is about the only thing that keeps them at the table negotiating, because they don't want that to happen. If that were to happen, that would clearly hurt the stock market, hurt American companies and farmers, but also hurt the Chinese even more as well. Both sides are getting hurt here, mm-hmm. and they've both got an incentive to make something happen. But I think what's going to happen, Bill, is they're going to go for a small deal. They're not mm-hmm. going to go for the big deal where they get all these issues that have been going on for many decades resolved. Mm-hmm. But a small deal where, for example, China commits in writing to buy U.S. agricultural and semiconductors.
Yeah, they said the last meeting they were going to buy some soybeans.
Yeah, and they haven't done it yet.
I haven't seen any soybeans leaving the ports here. You know.
And in return, we would maybe be a little bit lighter on Huawei and restrict some of our tariffs a little bit. So kind of a smaller deal. Chinese might make some of the right noises mm-hmm. about not stealing intellectual property and technology. I'm not sure they'll implement it, but they might make the right noises because if you don't get a small deal, you're going to get no deal is what's going to happen. And
exactly.
then the tariffs will go into effect, and that could really hurt us. On top of the other big threat out there right now is what's happening with Iran.
Iran, exactly.
And, I mean, you get them starting to attack the ships, which they're kind of doing all the time. Insurance companies will not cover tankers going through the Strait of Hormuz, which means you cut off roughly a third of the world's oil supply, which means oil prices shoot up, which means we have a recession. So that's not even saying if we get into a hot war with Iran, which would be incredibly difficult and expensive and timely and so on. So those are the two big threats out there right now. It's a very volatile situation in the Middle East with Iran, and whether we get some kind of resolution, even if it's smaller, with China.
Mm-hmm. Well, they better get the coalition together as far as Iran is concerned, because Europe seems to want to wait it out a little bit. And speaking of waiting it out, as you and I talked before, maybe that's what China is doing as well, because
yes.
For all the political talk and everything, they go, well, maybe there might be a new management here come next year.
That's not going to work. No, right? If they wait at a certain point, Trump's going to say, we're not making enough progress. Let's put the tariffs right on. So
yep,
they know that they can't wait them out.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate America's Money Answers, man. He's got all the answers. And so if you have any questions, you can contact him direct at exactly where, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time, Bill, and always glad to help them on any financial issue.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578, or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in blitzes. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you just like that, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Samantha Mao is with us. Yes, the good news girl who scours the highways, the byways for all these great news stories and viral videos that are catching the attention of millions of eyeballs across the country of ours. And it's no wonder, like this first story. Here's this 6-year-old who opens a lemonade stand, okay? And why does he do that? He wants to take mom on a date after his dad dies. Wow. Sam, what a great story to open up with here.
Can you imagine a sweeter thing or a more touching thing to happen after such a tragedy? This little boy, his name is Brady. He's from Denver. Mm. He's 6 years old, and his dad just passed away. He's Brady Campbell. His dad just passed away from stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh.
Well, he knew that he wanted to take care of his mom after his dad died, so he decided he was going to take her on a date. And, of course, he's 6 years old. He doesn't have any money.
Mm.
And the day after his dad passed away, he opened a lemonade stand and started selling lemonade so he could take his mom out on a date. And then, you know, of course, different people caught wind of the story. Some local officers caught wind of it, and he ended up raising $244 in just one day.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I think it must really not just impact everybody who reads the story, but the comfort that his dad must have felt like knowing he left, you know, just that his son loved his wife so much and they were leaving him to each other. It's obviously a very sweet family. And
exactly. Well, talk about growing up fast. I mean, you're 6 years old, and you have the moxie and sensitivity to do this for your mom. I mean, it does. It says something rather exceptional for the family and what they must have endured as their father was, you know, going through, an end-of-life stage.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, that's just it's so sad for him to lose his dad so young and for him to lose his life. But, you know, Brady is obviously a very sweet boy and was very loved by his dad and, and is by his mom. And I hope that that helps comfort her and get her through. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I hope that that's the kind of children that I have one day. You know,
yeah, exactly. That would be that sensitive. Hey, Mom, you get dessert.
Right.
You get dessert, Mom.
That's right. That's right.
bless his heart. Now, this next story, you've got a teen. Of course, we hear all the bad things about teens, and it's good to hear these good things, that you've got teens out there that have their heads on right. I mean, this is the future of this country, and it gives me hope that what we're turning over to this next generation, it's going to be in good hands, our country, when you have teens like this that push a woman's car 5 miles back home. Wow, that's... I mean, 5 miles, that's a lot to be said, you know, especially when we hear that teens only seem to be cared about, you know, that they only seem to care about is video games.
That's right. And, you know, so first of all, this happened up in Fonthill, Ontario, and it's Aaron McClellan, Bailey Campbell, and Billy Tarbett. They're between the ages of 15 and 18 years old. They were out getting donuts, and they came across a woman who was stranded in the middle of the intersection, and her car's got smoke pouring out of it. She obviously needs some help, and they just think, well, we'll at least pull over and help her push it out of the road. Just get it out of there. She can't do this by herself. And so they push it into a parking lot, and they end up talking with the woman, and she turns out she had just gotten this car 6 weeks ago, and it looks like it's going to need a new engine. But she can't leave it in this parking lot, and she can't afford a tow truck.
Right.
And they decide, are you ready to push? And they pushed it. It's 9 kilometers in Canada. You know, they measure differently, but it's five miles. So these young men end up pushing her car home to make sure she got home okay. And it's just the right place, the right time, and the right guys.
Exactly. Oh, wow. What a deal. And that, isn't that a part of Canada where you go to school uphill both ways? Is that the deal? I'm just
that must
teasing.
Be why they're so prepared.
No, I guess I'm teasing. You got an Arkansas mom. She wants to help out kids in need. And we got a closing Payless store, and she buys all the shoes for these kids, right?
That's right. So this actually started with her daughter, Carrie Jernigan. She's a mother of three. She ended up buying nearly 1,500 pairs of shoes. She hasn't told how much she actually spent on them, but she saved $21,000. That's all the information she would give.
Mm-hmm.
It actually started with her daughter. This is down in Arkansas, and her daughter wanted to buy a pair of shoes for her friend, and it kind of got them thinking while they were at the Payless store. And she kind of joked with the employee at the counter, how much would it cost to buy all of these shoes? And before she knew it, she ends up on the phone with the regional manager asking if she's seriously considering buying all these shoes, all the kids' shoes in the store.
Unbelievable.
So she ends up buying 400 pairs of shoes that day. And she's like, oh, my gosh, my husband's going to kill me. I've got such a big purchase. and then she goes back, you know, with everything to pick up the shoes. And they had just gotten a new delivery of shoes. They end up spending 12 hours opening up 90 boxes. And 12,000 pairs of shoes later, 1,500 pairs of shoes later, they end up with this huge truck full of shoes to donate to local kids. And now it's got other people in the community joining in, and they want to have events where they bring backpacks and everything, too. So this has gone from her daughter asking from one pair of shoes to, you know, 1,500 pairs of shoes in a whole community, bringing in all these different things for the local kids that maybe don't have access to those things as easily as they should. And I just love the story.
Well, here she was worried her husband was going to be concerned about 400. She goes back, and now we're 1,500, 1,200 shoes later. I guess she got over that concern.
Well, I think so. And, you know, I think one of my favorite parts of that story is how excited her kids were.
Can you imagine?
Her kids were just so excited.
You know, and kids love that. Kids,
they do.
They get so excited. I know one time in California, we had a vendor that was associated with one of the radio stations that we worked for, and they had bread that would go out of, that would expire, right? And so they had to get rid of the bread. Well, we would load up our van, and the kids would go with us, and we would just go out and hand out bread. Because it was like, okay, hey, we got families. We know families in the area that could use this bread.
Right.
And the kids were just so excited about, giving to other people, and it was... There was there, and you know, people come and go, how much does it cost? And, you know, he was so excited. No, this is free. It's absolutely free. You know, kind of deal. And you know, people were coming out, and it was good fun. So, like you said, the expression on their face and what this does to their heart, and realizing that like God says, it's better to give than receive, right? And you find out firsthand.
That's right.
Oh.
And you know, I'm sure. I think it also gives kids the sense of like pride and confidence, and it just makes you feel good to help. And those are the kind of things that I'd love to see, you know, people encourage. And I remember my mom doing similar things for me. So I thought, you know, this is the kind of thing. If she's going to spend money on it, this is the kind of thing that the spoiling of your kids that you need. We're spoiling by helping them help others. So,
well, and this strengthens communities, because this is what it's all about. You know, right now we've got a lot of communities. I mean, there's a lot of talk right now politically, and forget about the politics of it. You got people suffering in Baltimore. You know, there's people suffering in L.A. with rats and San Francisco and New York and that kind of. I mean, these are real life problems. But these are problems that can be resolved immediately at the community level when community people who are like-minded and want to honor and protect, you know, the people and their cities and communities, they come together. And, what is real glaring about all this is that if you're relying on the government to do this, it never happens. It just doesn't get fixed. But you get people who are proactive like this. Mom says, okay, hey, look, I see a problem. I'm going to flow to the need. Payless is going out of business, and we can bless a lot of people at a discount here. And how much she saved? Like $22,000?
$21,000.
$21,000. That's a lot of shoes.
That is a lot of shoes.
Right, exactly. Wow, very, very cool. Well, this next story, you got a 12-year-old CEO who makes bow ties. And I love this story because I saw this before to help shelter pets get adopted. I mean, this is so cool, right? Because, I mean, you want these animals to look like a present, right? And what this kid did was just magnificent.
Well, you know, there's so many things that are cool about the story. But Darius Brown, he actually was told when he was younger, he was like having a little bit of trouble when he was about 2 years old verbally. And the doctor said it'd be really good for him to work with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you would never know now. And he's just excelled. He's a CEO. He started working with his hands, and he got a sewing machine. And one thing led to another, and he ended up making bow ties. And he thought, what better way to use his skill than to help shelter pets get adopted? So he makes these bow ties for Bow and Paws. And this is his brainchild. He's the CEO of the company at just 12 years old, a little genius. And so he goes around the country, and he gets these dogs. The dogs will get groomed and put the bow ties on. And, you know, especially the bigger dogs or older dogs will have a difficult time getting adopted at these shelters.
Right.
But doing something just as small as, like, cleaning them up and putting a little bow on them makes a difference in their adoptability. And, being adopted is a matter of life and death sometimes at these shelters for these animals. So I love that he's so young being a CEO, and he's using his skill and his heart to make the world a better place for all these people. And then all these people have these dogs coming into their home and loving them and making their lives better too. So it just keeps going.
And they say, hey, I need a fresh bow tie about every 3 months. So
that's right. I think I'm going to have to get some bow ties for my little pup.
Exactly, without a doubt. I mean, there's bow tie envy amongst the dogs around the country. Now, you've got a story here as we wrap things up about a husband planting thousands of flowers for his blind wife to smell, huh?
That's right. Mr. and Mrs. Kiriyoki have been married since 1956. They had planned on traveling after 50 years of marriage, but unfortunately she lost her vision, and he decided to plant flowers for her. This garden has become so huge that it became a major tourist attraction in Japan.
Oh,
they
wow.
now have, during their peak season, have between 6,000 and 7,000 visitors a day. So she wasn't able to go see the world, but he brought the world to her.
Brought the world to her. Wow, what a great story. Wow. And to be able to smell the flowers, what does that tell us? She's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. The They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how...